morning. Good morning to every listener of the broadcast. I'm so happy to be coming your way once again with the short gospel message. I realize that from time to time people have questions which they'd like to ask. They'd like to ask of their friends certain questions, and sometimes we have questions which we'd like to ask the Lord. Lord, just why does this happen, or why did that come my way? Why did you allow that? I realize the Lord has reasons for things which sometimes he doesn't disclose to us. And as we go on in life and serve the Lord diligently, he's faithful to just so often reveal to us why certain things were allowed to come our way. And we understand it better as the years go by. As that old song says, by and by, oh, when the morning comes, all the saints will gather home. We'll tell the story. How does that go? Forget now. Anyway, we'll understand it better by and by. Well, thank the Lord. We're glad that he reveals to us from time to time some of the secrets that he keeps back for a while. And sometimes people think, well, if I see the Lord, when I see him, I'm going to ask certain questions. Well, maybe if we're faithful, we'll get that chance to ask him all of our unanswered questions. But in the meantime, did you know the Lord has some questions that he would ask of us, too? And in fact, I'd like to give you this poem, which says, the master's question. Have ye looked for sheep in the desert, for those who have missed their way? Have ye been in the wild waste places where the lost and wandering stray? Have ye trodden the lonely highway, the foul and the darksome street? It may be ye'd see in the gloaming the print of my wounded feet. Have ye folded home to your bosom the trembling neglected lamb, and taught to the little lost one the sound of the shepherd's name? Have ye searched for the poor and needy, with no clothing, no home, no bread? The Son of Man was among them. He had nowhere to lay his head. Have ye carried the living water to the parched and weary soul? Have ye said to the sick and wounded, Christ Jesus makes thee whole? Have ye told my fainting children of the strength of the Father's hand? Have ye guided the tottering footsteps to the shore of the golden land? Have ye stood by the sad and weary to smooth the pillow of death, to comfort the sorrow-stricken and strengthen the feeble faith? And have ye felt when the glory has streamed through the open door and flitted across the shadows that I had been there before? Have ye wept with a broken-hearted in their agony of woe? Ye might hear me whispering beside you to the pathway I often go. My brethren, my friends, my disciples, can ye dare to follow me? Then wherever the master dwelleth, there shall the servant be. I like that. Surely, the dark places, we may not understand now, but by trusting the Lord, as time goes on, he's faithful to open our understanding more and more. Now, for our scripture reading, Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, and beginning with verse 1. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. You see, we go through seasons and times of joy and times of sorrow and times of gladness. There are times when there are homecoming events, and how we love to see our loved ones after having been away, or they being away for quite some time. Those are moments of joy. Then there are times of sorrow that we go through, and only the Lord can strengthen us for those times. But as we go through the seasons, day after day, let us just learn to live one day at a time and trust the Lord to take us through. But continuing, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. In other words, there again we see the times of rejoicing and also the times of sorrow. How they come? The sunshine and the rain. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silent, and a time to speak. How true that is. Now, we might just add a little thought here. It isn't scripture, but it surely would fit in with it. We might say there's a time to receive orders, or a time to take orders, and a time to give orders. Of course, you know, most people, they are ready and willing to give orders. Yes, very quickly give you advice and give you orders what to do. But you know, in order for a person to give orders, we might say the man who does not know how to receive orders is not fit to issue them. But he who knows how to execute orders is preparing the way to give them, and better still, to have them obeyed. So it isn't a matter of just being able to give orders, but when we learn to take orders, and oh dear ones, how important this is, that we learn to take orders from the Lord, from the Holy Spirit, to move, to speak, to think and act as moved by the Holy Ghost. You know, it's possible to live in that world, in that realm, to move and think and do as the Lord would direct us. That's important. So if we would have folks receive orders, we must learn how to accept orders. Accept orders from the Lord. Accept orders from our superiors. And, somebody would say, nobody's going to tell me what to do. Listen, friends, if you want to obey the Lord, there are plenty of people who can give you some good, sound, solid advice. So don't be afraid to accept advice when it's given by the Lord. Otherwise, no, of course. We don't want to walk in the pathway of the ungodly or take the advice, the counsel of the ungodly, but we want to take the advice that the Lord would have to give. So let us follow him, and then he'll prepare to give advice when he sees that we need to do that, when we're qualified to do it. But on with the scripture. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Well, who of us cannot remember the time when we say we fell in love and we found somebody that was just the one we wanted in life. And, you know, when young folks meet and get acquainted and they pick out the one they think that the Lord would have them choose, and I hope that all of the Lord's people will do that. Be careful to whom your affections go out to, and be sure the Lord is in it, and then it'll work out all right. In fact, marriage is likened unto two volumes bound in one, complete with thrilling stories, but old but sweet. No title needs the cover. Fair, two golden hearts are blended there. So if a person or two persons, a man and woman, will allow their affections to be blended together into God's will, it's a sacred thing and a wonderful thing. No wonder that it was said it's not good for man to be alone. So he was going to make for him and then make for him a helpmeet. But, oh, it's so important how people live when once they embark upon this road of marriage. It's a sacred trust that you have, young men and young ladies. So let me give you just a little advice. Preserve sacredly the privacies of your own house, your marriage state, and your heart. Let no father or mother or sister or brother ever presume to come between you and share the joys or sorrows that belong to you two alone. With mutual help, build your quiet world, not allowing your dearest earthly friend to be the confidant of aught that concerns your domestic peace. Let moments of alienation, if they occur, be healed at once. Never, no, never speak of it outside. But to each other, confess, and all will come out right. Renew and renew your vow. It will do you good, and thereby your minds will grow together, contented in that love which is stronger than death, and you will be truly one. You know, it's important these days in which we live. Marriage is considered so lightly anymore by so many. It's a sacred thing. It's until death do you part. This is the way God ordained it. This is the way we hold it. This is the way the Bible teaches it. So it's important that if you have problems and things that, you know, give you difficulty, discuss those things between yourselves and take them to the Lord in prayer. And as you speak about them and each one is willing to confess their shortcomings, if there should be any, renew your love one to another and just trust the Lord to bring it out right. It just grieves my heart. The condition that exists in the world today with so many who are unable, apparently, to make it after many years together. So Francis and I are still happy to live together after 37 years. We thank the Lord for the rough times and for the times of sunshine, how they have worked for our good. It goes on to say, what profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I've seen the travail which God has given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He's made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their hearts so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. So, friends, we'll never understand all of the ways that God has. But as he leads us from time to time, day to day, through the sunshine, through the sorrows, the shadows, the good times, more and more it will be revealed to us. And then, of course, remember, there are going to come the times of sorrow. May the Lord prepare your heart for the days which lie ahead. Our Father, bless the message to the good of every listener, and comfort every heart to seek the way of God first and most in their lives, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. If we may be some help to you in a spiritual way, be sure to let us know. And so, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.